This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration has released satellite photos that claim it proves Iran was behind the attack on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend. Meanwhile, analysts are warning that if the price of oil stays at record highs, it could further risk a global recession. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Locked and loaded. That's the message from President Donald Trump, who said the U.S. was primed after weekend attacks on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. Trump tweeted on Sunday saying there's reason to believe that we know the culprit. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also took to Twitter, blaming Iran for the attack on state oil giant Aramco instead of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have claimed responsibility. So far, Iran has denied involvement in the strikes, which have wiped out 5% of global oil production, but have warned they're ready for a full-fledged war. It's inflaming investor concerns about the state of U.S.-Iran relations and stability in the Middle East.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are continuing today. Striking GM worker Scott Harwick says he supports the United Auto Workers' decision to strike.
I have total confidence in them. And obviously, they weren't going anywhere with it, so they figured we had to strike. So I'm 100% in support of that.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin,